Last month we heard that Neil Haverson had been suffering from a punishing cold but had recovered. Well, it seems that he wrote too soon. Here is his last word, and let's hope that Mrs. H is not listening and Neil is not sneezing.
They say I might as well face the truth, but I am just too long in the tooth.
I was a bit too hasty with my comments on my cold in last month's column. I finished it by goading Mrs. H into cutting me some slack, warning her that if she didn't, I might get another dose of the sniffles and coughs, and Christmas would be ruined. Well, no sooner was the magazine on the streets than I was struck down again. It came on so suddenly. I was perfectly all right throughout the day, but in the evening my throat felt like a piece of raw meat, and my nose severed contact with my lungs. I know what you're thinking. Here he goes again, inflicting his misery on us. No, I'm not going to give you another blow-by-blow report on how I bravely fought the symptoms. But as I suffered, bizarrely, it brought to mind an old Bob Monkhouse joke. It was along these lines. I had a headache. I went to the chemist and saw that nothing acts faster than anodine. So I took nothing, and my headache went. Well, I'm a bit like that. When the cold was at its height, I did use the squirty stuff up my nose, so I stood a fighting chance of getting some sleep. But other than that, I shunned all medication. The coughing and congestion did give me a headache, but I subscribed to the Monkhouse philosophy when Mrs. H suggested I take some paracetamol. Stubbornly, I refused. She couldn't understand it, describing me as just trying to be a martyr. Okay, if the doctor prescribed me something, I would take it. But my unscientific theory is that taking cold medication simply suppresses the symptoms, and the bug ends up lasting longer. It has not always been thus. When I had corking colds in my younger days, taking to bed was not an option. I had to keep going. Places to go, people to see. Last month I mentioned Beecham powders was a regular treatment. I think my parents used to administer Disprin, and in my 20s I sank gallons of Lemsip. It was all right to start with, but after a couple of days I was left with the most awful taste in my mouth. To clear the sinuses, I used to suck loads of fishermen's friends. If you haven't tried one, they are pretty hot, and it feels as though your head's on fire. The theory about contracting a cold is that it is 3 days coming, 3 days with you, and 3 days going. If that's the case, my recent colds aren't playing by the rules. Mind you, that could be just an old wives' tale. Indeed, it was first told to me by an old wife. Don't tell her I said that. I do often find I begin to feel better in the evening. Aha, I think, I'll be right as rain in the morning. But when I wake up, it's back to square one. I don't remember missing school for a common cold. I suspect today we would have been sent home or not gone to school in the first place. Tissues weren't about much then. All we had was our linen handkerchiefs. Besides, our street cred would have been gone out the window if he'd been spotted rummaging in our satchel for a box of Kleenex. By break time, our hankies were rather damp, and I can remember us drying them out on the radiator for the next session of blowing. I can't believe we're allowed to do that. Looking back, it sounds absolutely disgusting. Thankfully, this latest cold did clear before Christmas. Had it not done so, when the call went out on Christmas Day, "Who wants what to drink?" I may have swallowed my principles and been forced to pipe up. I'll have a Lemsip.
Fading away, but I'm not yet expired. Clapped out, run down, too old to save. 1 foot in the grave.
Thank you, Neil. I trust that by this time the cold went and has stayed away.